Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
John Jay was the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States. He was at the core of the founding of our nation, but not well known in history. There are two reasons for that. The first is that he did not take great care in preserving his personal papers and letters, and many of them were lost. The second reason is that he was the most conservative of the founding fathers, and therefore biographers throughout history, many of them liberals, were not as excited to write about John Jay. Still, if you were to rate his importance in the founding of the nation, some biographers would rate him seventh in importance. Benjamin Franklin was rightly called the first American. George Washington was called the father of his country. The other fathers who finish out the most important six are John Adams, Alexander Hamilton, Thomas Jefferson, and James Madison, and then comes John Jay. John Jay's unique distinction is that he held more high offices, and he was considered one of the three men most responsible for the signing of the Constitution. Unlike many of the other founding fathers, Jay was openly religious. He often quoted from and paraphrased the Bible in his writings. To John Jay, freedom was a gift from God for which Americans were responsible and answerable. He said, "If the means of our defense are in our power and we do not make use of them, what excuse shall we make to our children and to our Creator?"
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.